I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. A Redoso Downs police officer was nearly struck while making a routine traffic stop on Highway 70 around 5:30 p.m. on Monday. According to reports, the officer was exiting the patrol car to speak to the driver when the officer opened the driver's door. An unknown vehicle, who failed to move to the inside lane, drove past the officer's vehicle, hitting the driver's door just as the officer was about to exit the patrol car. The suspected driver pulled over for just a moment and then fled the scene eastbound on Highway 70 towards Hondo. The officer did not get a good look at the vehicle, but believes it may be a small or mid-sized SUV, light in color, possibly light blue. The vehicle in question likely has fresh damage to the front end of the vehicle, particularly on the right side, and there will be black paint transferred from the police vehicle. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Redoso Downs Police. Southeast New Mexico took another political blow when Jim Townsend, the state representative from Artesia, who was the House floor leader since 2015, did not seek re-election to that post at the recent Republican caucus meetings. And he tells us why.
I just decided that it was time for someone else to give her a whirl. I saw a change in the whip level. Jason Harper moving in to take over Rod Montoya's seat. There was a move on by some to replace him.
And at that point, Townsend felt he needed to step down.
If it wasn't good enough for Rod, it probably wasn't good enough for Jim either. And so Jim ought to step down and let somebody else have it. Still a state representative in District 54. I'll serve my term.
In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.